So Ramananda Roy, the continuing verse 62 of Radharasthira Nidhi. Ramananda Roy is saying that Radhara Prema Sadya Shiromani Mahima Sarva Shastreti Vakani, that Radha Prema, the love of Radharani, is the crown jewel of all goals of human life, which is proclaimed by Sarva Shastra, all the Shastras. So this is the fact that is told here, and this verse concludes on that point, that this is the greatest goal. And then if one is somehow has the fortune of following this type of sadhana to achieve this sadhya, which is the matchless gift of Lord Gauranga, then what he experiences, he or she experiences, then that's also told here. And the last phrase, he says, Datva swat dasyotsavam. He's saying that this is a festival, Das Utsav. Usually, if someone thinks of a festival, they think that they're in a festival, if it's to be really Utsav, or a festival of enjoyment, they may think that they should be the center. Someone may have a birthday party, then they are the center. Everyone's giving them gifts, everyone's coming to visit them or honor them or whatever. Whatever is done in a birthday party, there's whose birthday? It's someone's birthday, some man or woman. Everyone's coming to congratulate them and wish them well and bless them. But here, it's a festival, a slavery festival. Being a festival of slaves. So the slaves, in one sense, were slaves of love, were slaves of Radharani's loving service. A maidservant means you do anything, you're a handmaiden. Whatever I tell you to do, you do. So that's a festival, the festival of Seva, Sevotsava. So it's called Dasyotsava Swadatam. Swadatva. When will you give this to me? O Radharani, in this verse it says, you have bestowed. One translation says, you have bestowed. And so this he's saying that she's a bestower of this great, that one will actually feel this way, according to the second translation. One will feel that everything is insignificant. Many times devotees have practiced different paths and different spiritual practices before coming to Krishna consciousness, or maybe even a context of Krishna consciousness, practicing Vaidhi sadhana. But what's being said here in the translation is part of this. So when a devotee comes to the path of Raganuga Bhakti, or Rag Marg, then he may think that whatever other practices that he may be performed outside of Krishna consciousness or preliminary to adopting the path of Bhakti with the intention of attaining Krishna Prem, he may think that, oh, they're all tuchava, they're all insignificant. So when someone, Dattva says Rasotsavam, if Radharani bestows the great gift of her seva, of her service, and accepts us as one of her aspiring maidservants, a sadhaka of Raghunuga Bhakti, then one feels that he's really attained great fortune, that he's really attained, it's a festival, life has become a festival for his consciousness, a festival for his mind, a whole new paradise and paradigm opens in his mind and heart. Because before that, now he had, the follower, the Raghunuga Bhakta, on the path of Manjri Babu Pasana, he has it's very specified. He has Guru, Dikshan Shiksha Guru, are guiding him on the path of Bhajan and the path of meditation Smaran. So as he treads that path, it's very specific and it has its guidelines. And when you practice this, like anything, like you may get a book on yoga, Hatha Yoga, and you take it home and you learn Surya Namaskar and you learn some asanas. That's one way to do it and you can get some good knowledge. But if you're fortunate to meet a very compassionate and good teacher of yoga, then you can learn very nicely and much more perfectly, and avoid some of the pitfalls or maybe mistakes. You may even injure yourself without a teacher if you perform Hatha Yoga the wrong way, hurt your neck or different things like this. Or what to speak of if you have high blood pressure and then you decide, you look at the yoga book and it says, Shirasana is very good. It's very good for health, Shirasana, standing on the head. But if you have high blood pressure, even if you're taking blood pressure medicine to pacify it, it's very, very dangerous asana. Very dangerous. And the book may not tell you that, but if you stand on your head, you may have a heart attack or a stroke. So therefore, before one has proper guidance on the path of bhakti and meditative practices, it may be a little scattered and not focused or clearly understood. So here he's saying, when Srimati Radharani Dattva Sadasyam Utsavam, when Radharani gives the festival of her personal service, then one will realize that all their sadhana and sadhya he cherished and practiced are tuchavam, insignificant. In one sense, everything, anything connected with God is not insignificant. It's very, very significant and very valuable and productive and helpful and purifying and elevating. Because without primary school, you can't go to secondary school. And without secondary school, you can't go to a university. So everything is unified and connected. But it's above, it's kind of above vichari. He's saying, oh, in other words, if you get something wonderful, you'll think, well, what I had was okay, but this is better. Now, you may have had an average type of car, but somehow by good fortune, you got a very comfortable, costly car. And you all think, oh, this is so good. And oh, that one was so insignificant. But it's just his mood. He's saying he may feel like that. But everything, whatever path we're on, whatever spiritual practices we're performing, is all by the mercy of Guru and God. So we're thankful. We're ever thankful and ever grateful for whatever we've received and whatever we're practicing. And if by chance, if by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we are promoted and come to another level of sadhana, another level of practice, then we may certainly appreciate whatever we had, but then we'll very much appreciate what we've attained. We'll very much appreciate that. So this is kind of the synergy of all the different steps that a sadhaka will take in order on his path of perfection. And gratitude is a keynote. We're always grateful. They have an expression in America, don't bite the hand that feeds you. So we're fed along the way from the time we're born until we die. And the same thing in spiritual life. We're always being fed and nourished. Fed and nourished. Our bhakti, our development, our spiritual development and progress, we're being nourished and fed. Fed means given food by Guru, by Vaishnavas, by Krishna in the heart. So this is a continuous point like this. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Kali Yuga to preach Raghunuga Bhakti. That's told in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar. And specifically, Mahaprabhu distributed the rare gift of Radha Seva. And this is in 1st Adi Leela, chapter 1, verse 4. Anarpita Chiram Chirat Kananayav Avatayanarna kalo samarpayatum anot ujvala rasam sabhakti shriyam. This means in Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, out of his compassion, he's distributing, this is a translation, the beauty of his own brilliantly radiant ujvala prema ras bhakti. So here in this verse, which is probably most acharyas consider this to be the Paribhasa Sutra for the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is Paribhasa Sutra? Bhasha means language or words, and Pari means the sum total or all, and Sutra means the essence, the essential teaching, the theme. You could say the theme of this book is contained in this shloka. Someone might ask the question, what is the Paribhasa Sutra of the Srimad Bhagavatam? And acharyas are telling as Sri Jiva Goswami Pada is telling also, and the Bhagavat, or see, I think Bhagavat Sandarbha, says this, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Verse 28, where it says, Ete chamsha kala pumsa, Krishna's tu Bhagavan swayam, Indrari vyakulamule, yuge yuge. It says that Krishna, after describing all the different avatars, before mentioning this verse, in the first 28 verses, says, oh, Krishna, there's the Leela avatars, there's the Dasa avatars, there's the 24 forms of Vishnu, so many Purusha avatars and Leela avatars and Guna avatars. Then after that, he concludes by saying, of all these, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna, Vrindavan Sri Krishna Damodar, he is the Swayam. He is the original, the origin of all. So this is considered the Paribhasa Sutra. The entire Bhagavatam, from first canto to 12th, will describe and illuminate through the stories of different bhaktas and through the stories of the Lord himself and through the philosophy and teachings that Krishna and Vrindavan is the topmost form of Godhead. Purnatam Bhagavan. He's the complete Purnatam Bhagavan. And all others are Sarva Avatari. All other forms of Bhagavan are contained within him and they expand from him accordingly to the needs of and wish of his himself for different pastimes and purposes to maintain the universe and spread bhakti in the universe and to show his pastimes and to protect his devotees and to interact with his devotees practicing bhakti. These are the various purposes why Krishna appears in this world. There's many, four or five altogether. So therefore, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Paribhasa Sutra, is this. He's talking about Gauranga. He only comes once in a day of Brahma, which means millions of years. And he comes specifically Swabhakti Shriyam Unat Ujjala. Unat Ujjala means Madhurya Bhakti. Some people say Lord Gauranga came to broadcast the four rasas of Braj, Chari Bhakti Ras. That's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that verse is there. But there are different explanations of that. He didn't really come to broadcast, he came to relish. With his different associates, he relished those rasas, Avdasya, Sakya, Madhurya, and of course also Vatsalya. But establishing, this is his mission, and that's why all the acharyas, all the lineages coming from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and all the acharyas and are teaching and spreading this Madhurya Mayi Bhakti, Braja Madhurya Mahi Bhakti and Parikya Bhav of the Gopis of Vrindavan. That's why not only this verse 1.1.4 establishes the primary mission of Lord Chaitanya, Unat Ujjala Rasa, to broadcast this, and he empowered all the six Goswamis and all his acharyas and Nityananda and Veta, Gadadhar, all the different lines, lineages coming from Gauranga, of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they are broadcasting this. Then later, there's many, many verses to support this point, where he says, Gopi Angikara. Angikara means to accept. The Gauranga has come to encourage everyone to accept this. Of course, if one has that eligibility and has that great fortune within his own sanskaras, with his own basic inherent makeup, every sadhaka jiva has his particular stahirati. And every sadhaka jiva has a spiritual form in Vaikuntha. And at some point he will understand what is his stahirati, eternal loving mood, and endeavor to find that. So those that are so very fortunate devotees in Gaudiya Sampradaya will attain this gift of Lord Gauranga. And some in future life, we can't say. But this is the basic presentation. When they wrote a letter to Prabhupada, you can see in a folio of Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, are most of our acharyas, they're in Madhurya Bhav, they're in Manjaris? And Prabhupada said, yes, most all of them are. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Gaurakishore Das and Bhakti Vinod and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and Vishnu Chakravarti and Narottam Das Thakur and everyone and all of them are Manjaris and maidservants of Radha and Krishna. So the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, to put it simply, Lord Chaitanya came to bestow Manjari Bhav, the service of Srimati Radharani, as her confidential maidservant or Manjari. He came to give it if we have the eligibility and we have the qualification, then we'll receive it. Otherwise, it will remain a great distance from us because that's not our particular nature. The six Goswamis received this gift, and as a result, they gave up everything. Tuchavat as insignificant. We're just stressing on this verse how other forms of sadhana and other forms of sadhyas are insignificant when one comes to this Manjari Bhav sadhana. Because there's a famous verse in the Goswami Astakam, Tyaktva turna mashesha mandala pati shrenim sada tuchavat bhutva dina ganesha ko karuniya ko pina kantashrito gopi bhava rasam ritabdi lahari kalola magno muhur vande rupa sanatano rugu yago sri jiva gopalako. Rupa and Sanatan and the other Goswamis, they were all Vaishnavas from birth. I think all of them were Vaishnavas from birth. They're all Nitya Siddhas, of course. But we see in their Gaur Sarup, they were taking positions as kings or ministers. You take, for example, the life of Rupa and Sanatan, brothers, Rupa and Sanatan. From the very earliest of life, they were reading Bhagavatam. They are enacting the pastimes in their village where they grew up in Ramkeli in East Bengal in Bangladesh. Sanatan and Rupa, at a young age, they used to enact Krishna's Brajalila. And they had some lakes there in their village. And they named one lake Radhakund and one lake Shamakund. they used to play there and the demon-killing pastimes. So they were very much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And Sanatana Goswami was regularly studying the Bhagavatam, and that was his life's mission, practically. From a young age, he had a dream. And his dream, Sanatana Goswami dreamed of a beautiful Brahmin boy came in his dream and donated him a Bhagavatam and told him he should read this and study it every day. And he already was, of course, reading the Bhagavatam. And then he got that dream as a young boy, and he woke up and said, oh, that was amazing. And then that very day, later in the day, a beautiful, handsome Brahmin from an unknown village came and donated the Mool Shlokas, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, to Sanatan. So from then on, he made it his life studies, and he left the service, the government service. He was a minister of finances for the ruling Mughal king of East Bengal, and he pretended to be sick, and he stayed at home. And he called about 10 or 12 Brahmins together. And every day they were discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's a great worshipper of the Bhagavatam and following the Navavida Bhakti and the Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam of Bhakti. But then when they, because they didn't know, this is from birth, so they hadn't met Lord Chaitanya yet. And they hadn't been embraced by Lord Chaitanya and they hadn't received the great gift Anarpita Shrim Triyat Karana Yavatirana Kalo. This Unat Ujvala, Svabhakti Shriyam Unat Ujvala Prem. They had not received that yet, that matchless gift. So they were following bhakti and sadhana. Then once they got that gift from Lord Chaitanya, then they became one in heart with Lord Chaitanya's heart and one in mind. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamrupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Rupa Goswami is glorified. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Oh Rupa Goswami, you are Swayam Rup. You are the personified form of the beauty of Radharani. And the Swayam Rup, the Rupam, the form of Radharani's love, the form of Radharani's Seva and Radhadasyam, and the form of Radharani's Mahabhav. You are that Swayam Rup. And Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, you have incorporated, you know the heart's desire of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Bhutale, among the living entities in this world, the human beings, you have established this Manobishta of Gauranga. What is the Manobishta of Gauranga that Rupa Goswami established? Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.1.4. Sabhakti Shriyam Unat Ujvala Rasam. To establish this Mandri Bhav Sadhana, to establish Radha Govinda Yugal, the Prem Seva of Radha Govinda Yugal in Vrindavan. This is the Sadhya and the Sadhana to attain the perfection of Gaudiya Siddhanta and Gaudiya Vaishnava Prayojan and Sadhya. So Rupa Goswami, and they became expert in all this through their writings and teachings, and Stavamala, etc. So therefore, when Srinivasacharya was glorifying them, he said, they were, before they met Lord Chaitanya and received this great gift, they were following so many different, so many different types of sadhana bhakti, invitee sadhana. Then, tyaktva torna mashesha mandalapati shrinim sada tuchavat. Again, the same word. This word tucham in the verse. Akila sadhya sadhana tucham. Aho! Sripad is saying, oh, listen. All other forms of sadhana and sadhya, practices and goals, are insignificant. Tyaktva turna mashesha mandala pati shrinim sada tuchavat. For the six Goswamis, when they receive this great gift of Radhadasyam, and this great gift of Rag Marg, and this Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar, is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya came, Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar. Prachar means to preach. Prabhu, I'm preaching. Everyone's preaching. Lord Chaitanya is also Prachar. Prachar means preaching. He came, this, when they're describing, why did Lord Chaitanya come here? Of course, there are different reasons. But the reason that's most important for us, his internal reasons, his antarkarana, his internal reasons why he came here, to relish Radharani's Radha Pranaya Mahima, to understand the greatness of Radha's Pranaya, the greatness of Radharani's intense love, and the sweetness of serving Krishna. Those are the internal reasons. But the external reason which Lord Chaitanya came to this world for, which is most applicable and important and relevant to us, is Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Vanchalok. So he came to teach Raghunuga Bhakti, and he empowered all of his followers to write about it and describe it and to show the way and the path, and the subsequent lineages coming from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they have also propagated and taught this Raghunuga Marg. So here, when they adopted that, then they thought, oh, all of our wealth, our aristocracy, and our everything we're doing, it's Tuchavam, Tyaktva, Turna, Mashesha, Mandala, Pati, Shrenim, Sada, Shrenim, everything good, all family, money, everything, it's all insignificant. Why is it insignificant? Because Gopi Bhav. It's Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita. They attained Gopi Bhav by Mahaprabhu's mercy. He came to preach Raghunuga Bhakti, which means follow the gopis of Vrindavan to love Radha and Krishna and serve Radha. Gopi Bhava, they attain this Gopi Bhava Ras Amrita Abdi. Abdi means ocean of nectar. Ras. What is this Ras of Gopi Bhava Ras? It's the Ras of serving Radharani like a Sakhi, like a Manjari, with a special, extra special affection called Sneha Adik. Very special affection. Because we have an extra special affection for Radha, and she has extra special affection for her Manjaris. She loves her Sakhis like her best friends. Sakhi means friend. She loves Lalita Vishaka like her best of friends. She'll give everything to them, but she loves her Manjaris even more. As the Sakhis, Lalita Vishaka, they have Krishna Sneha Adik. Adik, extra, more, additional. They have more affection for Krishna than they do Radha. So it's like they have nine. They have, but the Manjaris have, they're special. Only the Manjaris, Radharani's personal, confidential maidservants, our Manjaris have Radha, Sneha, Adik. These are the Nitya Sakti category. So they were these six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, etc. They were absorbed in Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, and repeatedly immersed and plunged in the waves and ripples of the ocean of divine rapture, the nectar rasa festival of Srimati Radharani's intimate seva. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, they received this, as is told, Swadasya Utsavam. By the mercy of Gauranga, they got the Utsav, the festival, Seva festival, Radharani service. So by sending her representative, Sri Guru, to initiate a fortunate soul and train them in Raghunuga Bhakti, which leads to the great festival of Radha Dasyam, the eternal loving service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is the Dasya Utsav. Lavandhya Mrita Vartaya Jagaridam Samplavayanti Sharad Raka Chandram Anantameva Varana Jyotsnabhi Atanvati Sri Vrindavana Kunja Manja Grihini Kavyasti Tucha Maho Kurvana Kila Sadhya Sadhana Katam Tattva Sadasyotsavam. There's two translations here. You can read. One's by Dasarath Sutta and the other's by Advaita Das. So Dasarath says, Radharani completely inundates the universe, Jagat Samplavat, with the graceful nectar of her charming words. Radharani spreads the radiant beams of her effulgent face like millions of autumn's full moons. Sharad Raka Chandra Mananta Eva Varana Jyotsnavi Atanvati. Aho, some indescribable housewife of Sri Vrindavan's lovely sylvan bower houses, Sri Vrindavana Kunja Manjra Grihini, Aho. Radharani has bestowed upon me the festival of her own service. Thus, she has made all spiritual practices and goals useless and insignificant. Sri Radhika, the lovely queen of Vrindavan's forest, makes all spiritual goals and practices insignificant when Radha bestows the festival of her service. Dattva swa dasyotsavam. Radha, what is Radharani's, what is the quality of that Radha, that very kind and beneficent Radha who is kindly given the festival? Well, ultimately, she's given the seva of her lotus feet as her handmaiden, which will lead to that Prema-otsav, that Prema-ras-otsav, that Prema-ras-seva-otsav, that great festival of loving service when we attain perfection. What are her qualities? What is her beauty? What is her form like? Well, Shripa describes it in the rest of the translation. Radha inundates the whole world with the news of her nectarine beauty, and her face shines like innumerable autumnal moons. So I think we'll stop there, and then tomorrow we'll start with verse 74, which describes Madhura Ras. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.